Moncrief on News Talk.
A death cafe isn't as macabre as it sounds. Rather than a chain, death cafes are a movement, which began in London in 2011. The journalist and broadcaster Elizabeth McCafferty is a fan. Good afternoon, Elizabeth.
Hello, afternoon.
So what happens at a death cafe?
I mean, you pretty much just go and have a cup of tea and some cake and chat about all of the things that are normally way too morbid to talk about in a normal setting, and can just speak as openly as you want to about death.
Right. OK. And are they set in actual cafes and it's a normal cafe during the day, and then evening time it's death cafe time?
Yeah, I mean, everyone who runs a death cafe is doing it on a voluntary basis. So it kind of works wherever you can find a space. So some people host that in actual cafes. There is a local Buddhist centre that rents out a space as well. But it's not a religious sort of talk. It's just somewhere you can go that they hold it. And yeah, different cafes across London and the UK and beyond. It's even in reached America and places like that as well.
Is there someone who's kind of officiating, for want of a better word, at these discussions and saying, tonight we're talking about this aspect of death?
Yeah, so anyone can apply to host a cafe. So most of the people that run them in London that I've met, they have run them for years and years. I think one that I went to, they'd been running it about 8 years and get regular people turning up every week. The sort of familiar faces, and then there's some people who just drop in for one session, or seems a bit of a mix depending where you go, really.
Yeah, but in terms of the aspects of death being discussed, does that happen organically, or are there different themes set on different nights?
Again, it depends how the person who set it up wants to run it. I've been to some where you literally sit in a circle and it's quite an intimate group, not too many people, and sort of just open the question if anyone has anything to say on that day, and the conversation will kind of flow naturally. But I've also been to other ones where they've put prompt cards on tables and you sit at different tables and have a chat to different people. And then after about 15 minutes, you switch tables and speak to new people with a new prompt. So it just depends. But most people have quite a lot of things to say about death, so you're never really stuck for words at these places.
Mm. And why is there, do you feel, a need for them? Why can't people talk to their friends and family about these subjects?
I think often people find it incredibly distressing to talk about death with loved ones, especially when you're speaking about it in a capacity that your loved one might not always be here. And none of us like to think that. So it can bring up a lot of emotion. But also, there's a lot of questions that people don't talk about. And it can really put you in hot water when a family member or someone really close to you passes away, and then you don't necessarily know what they want to happen to their body when they die, or anything about wills. And there's things that maybe we should be talking about that would make that process a little bit easier, but it is difficult to talk about. But we've been talking about death for years, and there's always been a morbid fascination, and actually talking about it doesn't have to be dark and dreary, especially if you can go to a place like that where it's a designated spot for it.
Yeah. And what is it that's attracted you to it, Elizabeth?
I think it's quite a taboo subject in everyone I know. With everyone I know, family, friends, they often joke that I'm a bit morbid and like the dark stuff, but actually it normally makes people too uncomfortable to want to go there. So I kind of wanted to be able to open up conversations in a way that didn't have to be morbid or didn't make people feel uncomfortable. So when I saw a poster for it fairly nearby me, I just thought I'd turn up and go.
Yeah, but you've been to like many of them now in different locations.
Yeah, I've tried a few different ones and they are all run really differently. So it's really interesting. I've never had the same conversation twice. And also you just meet people that are so different that it's incomparable every time you go. Even if you go to the same cafe, you'll meet different people and chat about different things. So I'd kind of encourage going to different ones.
Yeah. And has that helped you in a sense, or changed your attitude towards death?
Yeah, I mean, I think the point of the cafes when they were set up was to help people to make the most of their life. And I think that's something that I have struggled with when I was sort of a bit earlier, not necessarily being very happy at all and feeling a sense of guilt that I haven't necessarily taken every opportunity in life, or feeling guilty that I have you know, not made the most of things all the time. So I think it puts things into perspective when you talk about death and reflect back and, you know, look at how to move forward. And it's really helpful that. And that was the purpose of it. And I really do feel like it's helped me with that.
Are there people who go along sometimes who are actually dying, who have a very definite sense of the of their impending death?
Yeah, I have met people who are terminally ill, and even the way they talk about that is really, it's really moving, but actually it normalizes what unfortunately is an inevitable part of our, you know, our life, is that people around us will die. But it definitely put things into perspective of how important it is to make the most of things while you have them, make the most of people while you have them. And speaking to people who, you know, have certain regrets, but also talking about what is and really isn't important. Like, some people will talk about how unimportant it is to, you know, have all your exams and stuff like that, because no one really talks about that when they die on their deathbed. They say, oh, I'm so glad I passed my A-levels or I got my uni degree. You know, they talk about what really matters, which is normally connections and family and friends around you.
Yeah. No one ever has in their headstone, I wish I'd gone to more meetings.
Exactly.
Has it made you think about your own funeral or those kinds of practical considerations?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I believe, you know, I don't know in what I believe in what happens after death either, but I definitely think that I'd like to be turned into a tree, having spoken to some people about kind of giving back to the earth or something being made of my body. But I'm also really interested in donating my body to science, and that's definitely come out of chatting to people about that and death cafes as well. So I'm still weighing up some options, but I'm only 30, and a lot of people think, oh, it's really young age to kind of be worrying about what happens to your body. But then I also think, when is a good time to think about that? Kind of, no one ever wants to think about that, no matter what age they are.
Elizabeth, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was the journalist and broadcaster Elizabeth McCafferty there. Someone says, when I get to a cafe, I'm usually trying to escape the doom scrolling on my newsfeed. I'm not mad on the barista engaging me on my inevitable demise while I'm munching on a pan au chocolat. Well, you have to go just specific nights rather than the... do it routinely. Someone else says, I think human behaviour would be a lot different if people truly engaged with and took on board the idea that life ends. I know it, but we don't genuinely think about the implications of it. Well, no, I mean, you can't be going through your life thinking about, you know, your own death all the time. Having said that, like, these start in London and, you know, they're in countries all over the world. As far as I know, there aren't any in Ireland. And to me, that's kind of significant in the sense that I think we probably deal with death a bit better, culturally speaking, than a lot of other countries.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.